Matt Greenwood for KJS Sports Talk, wrapping up our show this afternoon with Jason Jarvis, now the fourth-year head coach of the Herculaneum boys basketball team, as we are gearing up for the start of basketball season next week for some, a couple of weeks for more. But, Coach, last night you had a jamboree, and I just sort of want to start right there. A jamboree at Northwest. Kind of tell us some particulars about the night last night.
Well, we started out against Afton last night. We didn't get to have practice the day before because of the weather, and it showed a little bit against Afton. We were pretty pretty rusty missing that day of practice, and found out we got a lot of things to work on.
And you were telling me before this interview, or before we started this interview, that you've got some unfortunate news for the Herky community regarding some of the players on your team, some injuries to deal with. Can you kind of dive into that and sort of your expectations for, you know, the beginning of the year with some of those guys out?
Yeah, we got Jordan Dungan, who's probably our best ball player. He was first team all conference last year as a sophomore, made the all district team as a sophomore, made 78 threes last year for us, and averaged 13.7 points a game. And he probably won't be back until sometime in December at the earliest. At least that's what I'm hoping as a coach, but it may not be until January. He had a hip injury from football, which has set him back. So it's gonna be a struggle without Jordan on the floor. He's our, you know, he's our heart and soul of our team, really. And so it's gonna be kind of tough with him. We got Austin Houston, who's gonna be a junior, who also broke his collarbone in the Crystal City football game, and he's out for at least another week or two. Got a transfer in from Fesses and Josh Moreland. And unfortunately, on the second day of practice, he breaks his hand. And he was a projected starter for me. And then I got another senior reserve in Marino Reagan, a guard, who also has a shoulder injury from football and has yet been cleared to do anything for basketball just as of yet. So we're a little undermanned right now, but the kids are working hard. We just got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. So, you know, obviously you don't want to start off a year with a bunch of injuries, but when you do, it's sort of the next man up mentality. Then the nice thing about basketball is you have quite a few guys that you can choose from, Coach Jarvis, to, you know, put out on the floor and or even just turn to and say, hey, I need you to step up your game. And most of the time I feel like athletes from around here will oblige, you know, if they see that their team is hurting. They'll go ahead and sort of step up. Have any guys kind of raised their hand at this point and said, hey, Coach, you can count on me?
Well, we're going to have to lean on Blake Leathers a lot, the lone senior right now. It's in the starting lineup. He started for us all last year, every game of the year, and he's a pretty consistent player. We're just going to have to expect a lot more out of him here, especially with the stretch with these guys out. And he's a good leader. He pretty much ran the point all last year, so I'm expecting him to take some things and hopefully be able to score a little bit more this year. I'm relying on a lot of young kids. I mean, I got a transfer. His name's Isaiah Bracey, 6'1", 180-pound kid. He handled the ball pretty well, finishes around the basket pretty well, but, you know, this is the first year he's ever played varsity basketball. In the jamboree last night, I started a freshman and Dallin Fuller. He's 6'3". I'm going to have to put him in the fire right off the bat as a freshman. And it's asking a lot of a freshman to start out with. And, you know, a lot of the kids I'm going to be playing, I got Tyler Reuter. Had some varsity experience last year, but I only had two kids returning that started for me last year, and really only had three kids that had any varsity experience from last year that are returning this year. And that's Jordan Dungan and Tyler Reuter and Blake Leathers.
All right. So, you know, Coach, you got to sort of shuffle guys about and, you know, guys getting experience maybe before they're ready, or maybe before you think they're ready. But as you mentioned, throwing out Isaiah Bracey, a transfer for you, and then Dallin Fuller, a freshman. Where did Bracey transfer from?
I believe he went to North County High School down south last year, and he wasn't even in the basketball program as far as I know. But I liked what I saw from him in tryouts. He's a great worker, and we got some things that he's going to be able to do for us. But, you know, we just got to try to find a good mixture. I mean, I couldn't even tell you really who I'm going to start in our first game next Tuesday. So I'm hoping some things figured out in the next five practices. Hopefully a storm doesn't make us miss too many practices, and we get some things figured out and be ready to go against Meadow Heights on Tuesday.
Yeah, very true. This weather, of course, something we're all going to have to deal with for some time, or at least, you know, for the next few days. Hopefully not too much longer, but obviously the winter will do what the winter does. Before I sort of got away and asked you where Bracey transferred from, I was getting to a point talking about the youth of this team. Obviously, it's obvious that there is a lot of youth to your 2018-19 squad. And as you mentioned, Bracey, a guy that's never played organized basketball before. But Dallin Fuller, I mean, at 6'3", coach, as a freshman, I can imagine that he will be doing some great things, especially at that size, because it's a rare size for a small community team to have.
His sister was pretty good for Coach Blair on the girls' side last year, the Fuller kid that played for Coach Blair on the girls' side. And he had a brother in Aaron Fuller who was a pretty dominant player here at Herky several years ago. And, yeah, we're pretty young. I know we got a real good eighth grade class, too. It's going to follow up. I believe we're going to get a lot of experience from these young guys early on in the season. So then when I get my mainstays that I'm expecting to be a big part of the varsity back by, you know, towards the end of December, that hopefully these young guns will get a lot of experience, and maybe that'll help us out later in the season.
I look at the early season roster heights and sizes, coach, and it looks like you got something pretty good going there for you. And, you know, again, when the injured players get back and healthy, and you start getting them back into the rotation, this Herculaneum squad, based on, you know, the buildup of success over the last couple of years, seems like one that could certainly do some great things. As you get ready for the season against Meadow Heights, as you mentioned, next Tuesday, you also have the Crystal City tournament, the Rolla Duke Herbert tournament. You'll go up against Jefferson in that first round. But as you know, continue to hopefully have practices between now and all that good stuff coming up, do you have sort of a word or two or an idea in mind as to what this team will put out on the floor just about every night?
Well, just like last night in our jamboree, I mean, offensively we struggled a little bit, but that second game against Northwest, our defense played really well. Our intensity was really there in the second game that we played there. And I was really proud of the boys and how they came back after Afton put a pretty good whooping on us. And we ended up losing to Northwest, but the kids' effort is there. And I never question that of Herculaneum kids. Our effort's always there. It's just we got to get our talent to get up there with everyone else. And that's just going to take some more practice, some more time. And hopefully these kids will gel a little bit. You know, some of them never played together. So we got a lot of work to do when it comes to gelling as a team, and we just got a lot of work to do to hopefully get better. And all the experience these young guys are going to get early on, like I said earlier, that's truly going to help. I know Meadow Heights is going to run a lot of man-to-man, pressure us, and we're working on that in practice. And then R7, you got the White kid and the Knoll kid out there that you're going to have to deal with, and those two are very – very good players, so we're going to have our hands full on that opening night there at Crystal City.
All right, well, Coach Jarvis, certainly look forward to working with you throughout this year. We'll get some Herky Boys basketball games on the KGF airwaves, and do appreciate your time today.
No problem. I appreciate your guys' coverage. Thanks a lot.
That is Jason Jarvis, head coach of the Herculaneum Black Cats boys basketball team, joining us here on KGF Sports Talk.